South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
Morning. Let's get our mics all on here. We have the whole team is ready to go. It's Wednesday Live, and David, you are now on air, too.
Okay, that's great.
We want to welcome all of you who are just tuning in, or maybe you've been listening through the morning. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It's right now 11:02, a couple minutes after, as we're getting started with Wednesday Live. We have a lot of things we're looking to bring to you today. And actually, we are going to give away maybe a book or two if somebody calls in and so chooses to do that.
Cool.
We do have some prayer requests. We have a little bit in the mail, and going to do something a little different than I don't think I've ever done this on a regular Wednesday Live, but I just sensed it's important to do today. We just finished prayer and share back a couple weeks ago, David, and God really helped us, and we want to say a huge thank you again to all of you, our family.
Amen.
Huge thank you. And we also want to just say again that the tower equipment that needed to be replaced, that transmitter is in place. It's working. And so we'd love to hear from you saying, I'm hearing you, you know, loud and clear. We've had people telling us that they've been able to hear. I guess maybe weather or other things maybe helped us out a little bit, but some have told us practically all the way to Orlando on the turnpike, and that's kind of amazing. And others have said traveling across the state on 60, they've been able to have a clear signal into some of what used to be kind of a dead zone, so that's kind of great. We've had calls coming to us from down Lauderdale, down even into Miami, people that are responding, and of course north, Palm Bay and Milwaukee up that way. We've had a lot of calls, and out around Lake Okeechobee, we've heard from a lot of people. And so we want to thank all of you who have given to make this ministry possible. And this morning, David, as I was going through the mail, I just looked at, you know, donations are coming in. A lot of people give monthly, and some have committed. And I just want to say a big thank you to all of you that month to month to month. You pray for us. We have a large number of Gideon's Army out there. And Gideon's Army is anyone that just says, I'm going to pray for this ministry, and I'm going to give at least a dollar a day. And I'm going to believe God that WCNO continues to increase, advance, and become more and more of a witness for Christ. But, David, here's a donation that just came in this morning from our leader. And we want to thank you for $100 from Miriam, a $10 donation. And I have a whole whole stack of these. Now, I'm just going to take a minute to say, you know, we have many people that through the month give, and your monthly donation is a huge blessing. And so, Miriam from Lake Worth, we thank you for your donation, $10 donation. Jackie, keeping everybody cool down south
freezing.
Yes, well, that's actually a good report.
It is a good report. Yeah.
It is. Grace, isn't it Grace AC, I think, or Grace Air.
That's right.
Yeah,
Grace,
Jackie, big shout out to you this morning for your $30 monthly that you give. Christine down south, in Port St. Lucie, $25 donation coming in. Tracy from Palm City, right here in town, $30 donation coming in. And Billy, Palm Beach Gardens, a $30 donation coming in. I'm reading these, Karen, because some have not yet responded.
Yes, this is the...
These are people that have responded. These are people that are giving monthly,
yes,
responding to prayer and share. Some of you have not done that yet. Karen, give out the contact information. We could even take a call today.
Absolutely, and you can call us at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
Or you can also go to WCNO.com. You can give online if you did not get that done. But if you received a mail out or you didn't receive a mail out, in any case, it's not too late to be a part of this ministry. And of course, we are looking to finish out strong. We still are raising funds for the last month, which will take us through March. And so the month of March, we still have some fundraising to do for that month. So any gifts you give are going to be a blessing. David, we want to thank you for your donation of $20 that is coming in. Bernice, $10, that's a monthly. And these are people that give every month. And so I'm reading this in part to let you know that no donation is not too small. Here's Carol from Stewart, a $10 donation. And that just comes in month after month. Bernice is from Indiantown, and that's a $10 donation. So all of these donations add up. Here's one. I don't have the first name. We don't give last names, but it's a $30 coming in from Port St. Lucie, $50 coming in from Jose in Wellington. Hello, Wellington. Thank you so much. And, of course, Lynn's $100 donation that's coming in. And, again, if you have not yet responded with your gift, it's not too late to get that gift in. Go ahead and send that in. We're still adding. We still actually have a deficit for the sixth month. We covered the first 5 months, and we're now raising for that last month as you continue to give. Alan, our friend out in the West.
Yeah.
$100 donation, Alan. We want to thank you for your support. And want to thank all of you who gave during prayer and share. And, of course, today's not about prayer and share, but it is about thanking God for all of you who make this ministry a part of your life. And we are listener support, and so that means we need everybody participating together. There's the phone calling in, and I'm going to be using the phone to call out.
Good. Amen. And that's what they're there for.
That's what
they're
there for.
Right.
I put do not disturb for incoming.
It's 10 cans with a wire attached.
Okay, here's someone, Karen, that had sent in. Our gift is on its way. I'm sending a check from our business account and from our personal account. Total of $300. And, you know, sometimes people will say, well, I'm sorry I didn't get my donation in on time, and, you know, I hope it's not a problem. It's not a problem. We have people that said, well, I wasn't able to complete my pledge from last term, and, you know, it's very late. Whenever you send it is a blessing. That's the way the pledges work, right, Dave?
That's right. That's right. Just do whenever you can.
Amen.
I mean, didn't we get an old... response form that was on a clay tablet. I mean, that's how long ago.
Now, David, you've been here longer than me,
David,
so I...
always thinks about his oldness.
Why is that? Why is that?
Well, I laugh at it. You know, actually, I laugh at it because, like, my dad never thought he was old, and he wasn't in his mind and his heart.
Right.
And that's where I want to be.
All right, so David and Karen are here, but I also want to welcome a first-time guest to WCNO Studio, and it's Brandon, and we welcome you. You can say hello to everybody, and pull that mic right up to your mouth, because these have to be very close to you.
Hello, everybody. It's Brandon.
All right, Brandon, tell us what you're doing, what's going on in your life, just a snippet, and why did you come in today?
I came in today because not only am I a Christian, but I also wanted to partake in a way of spreading the word of the Lord to just connect to people who are believers, non-believers, anything like that, any background, so that way they could know of the Lord's love, Lord's light, and how he can impact us, whether that be through either through music or anything like that, pretty much.
Mm. You are a student?
Yes, I am a student.
And you are interested in developing your gifts and working in some form of media production in the future?
Yes.
And so right here at WCNO, we have sort of begun to develop. It's still developing, so we'll have to tell you, Brandon, you come in, we're going to practice on you a little bit. But if you end up being one of our interns, we have had a couple of interns come in, and we are working with interns, and we give an opportunity if you are selected to come in and find out what we do at WCNO and how we get the gospel out. You'd be able to meet some of our guests, some of our live personalities that actually put on programs here. And so we're very blessed to have you with us today, Brandon. Thanks for joining us and taking a bite out of your day to be here.
Thank you.
Here's a note coming in. WCNO, thank you for your radio station. I've been so blessed to be listening for about 31 years. Brandon, you asked us this morning, how old is the ministry, right? How long is the station?
Yes.
So here's someone, they've been listening 31 years and they can remember.
Hey. They must have started very young.
They started very young. Yeah, they don't tell us how young they start, but they say they've been listening for about 31 years and have been uplifted and taught in tremendous ways by many teachers and preachers. In the last couple years, I've experienced a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I'm very grateful for the Kingdom Recovery and Treasure Coast Victory Center, as well as many other ministries, for showing the way. So exactly what you were saying, Brandon, that's what happens here. And here's someone saying, I've been listening for 31 years, but recently, I've been tremendously blessed by Kingdom Recovery Treasure Coast Victory Center. And so a shout out to the pastor there. And
Tom Karras.
Tom Karras and Tom, I believe, and his wife were just in the other
day. Tom and Becky were in 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, and they come in. So, Mary, we want to thank you for your note. That's a pretty awesome note. Karen, you have some mail.
I do. But I just want to make mention first, for those that listen to Thy Word is a Lamp on Saturdays, we apologize for the blip in the program. For some reason, the actual program did not play. The open and close played, but the program itself did not play. So we want to apologize for that, and we're looking in to see what the cause of that was. So what we will do is replay the program that was going to play this coming Saturday, so we want to apologize for that.
I'm going to break in here because we just had a donation of $1,000 come in this morning from Judith in Fort Pierce. And so, Judith, you're gonna motivate some other people to give toward that last month. God's gonna raise that, I know, but we do need for our family to continue to respond. And Judith, that's gonna be a huge blessing. $1,000 coming in this morning. Listens every day, all the time, and even makes her guest. I love it. Listen when they visit.
We'll sit down right on the sofa here.
There you go. I'm sorry, Karen. I was just a little overjoyed there. I had to mention that.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's right. But we have a note here from our brother Trent, who says, thank you for the beautiful prayer for my wife's salvation. Please don't stop. God
bless.
That's
something we do.
Yes, we've been in agreement with him, and we know that the Lord has the perfect time that he's going to bring her to himself.
So prayer request is something we do here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. And we have a note here from Norman and Kathy. They say, God bless you for all of your hard work, and they're from West Palm Beach. And we have JW from Boca said, keep sending out God's word. We really like the street prophet from Keith Masters.
The street preacher, right?
Street preacher, yes.
Yeah. Well, he
always
he's
out
prophetic
there.
As well. So.
He's the golf preacher as well.
Okay.
Always out in the golf.
Do you have any more mail?
We have a note
one
here.
More? Okay.
We have a note here from Emery in Jupiter. And Emery said, stop broadcasting Andy Stanley. Every time you do, you are helping to lead the lost into hell. So, Jonathan, I think you're going to address that.
I am going to address that, but first I'm going to call John Nelson.
Okay.
Not that, that Andy Stanley note there, because Andy Stanley is not on this station. Let's see if we can get John Nelson. He's a dear friend. Well, the phone's ringing.
It is.
John, where are you? we'll catch up. Is this John Nelson, the John Nelson with Families Recover?
No.
Yeah.
This is Tim and Maria with Daniel.
This is Tim and Maria. Tim and Maria, I called the wrong number. You stand by. I'm going to get to you in a few minutes. We're going to come right back to you.
Wait.
Tim is first.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh,
so
hey.
All these different things
out.
Going on, you love.
Hallelujah.
We're going to start this again. Tim and Maria, is this the Wide Rose with the Daniel Fast? Do we have you online? All right. You see, when you're in the studio, I can tell the difference between you, Tim, and John Nelson. You know, I'm able to discern that when you're here in person, but making phone calls. Listen, welcome, Tim and Maria Widrow with the Daniel Fast. We have an event coming up, and I am very excited about it. Tell us what's getting ready to happen. We're going to have you on air several times as we approach the end of the year.
Okay. Well. Every January, we like to start the year in prayer and fasting with the Daniel Fast, in accordance with the verse from 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, if my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And that just is such a great promise
Thank
of God,
Father.
And you know, He always keeps His promises. So we like to start the year off seeking God's face in repentance, and revival will come upon our land.
Amen. Maria, are you there?
She's here.
She's right there. Maria, welcome. We love you all. We love your family. We love the ministry that God has given you. And what's on your heart this morning, Maria?
And I'd just like to add from Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He is near.
That's awesome.
It's very important for us to do that. That's why we're going to have a Daniel Fest this year. And we encourage everybody to join. As you see, we're in a big turmoil, and there's so many things happening in the world today. And there is so many unsaved souls.
Yes.
So that's why we're going to pray. We pray for our families.
Amen.
For our land, and be able to seek the Lord.
Amen. And many things to pray about for sure in the world, but certainly in our nation as well. And I love your hearts. I am fully in agreement with you. I will be fasting as well. And I was just thinking this morning about how Daniel was in prayer. And the Prince of Persia was fighting to keep the message from getting through to Daniel. And that it was a 21-day spiritual battle that went on in the heavens before the message got through. God heard immediately, but I was just thinking, this is a 21-day fast, is that right?
Yes, it will be the 21-day Daniel fast, just as you just mentioned. It's going to start on January 8th and go through January 28th. And so we ask everyone who's listening to join us, to join not only us, but the whole nation in fasting and praying. And the more people that we have, the more prayers, the more agreement that we have between each other in our prayers, the more that God will be able to touch hearts, He'll be able to send the Holy Spirit to convict those who need it and to turn them back to the Lord or turn them to the Lord. And we have to have people saved, and we have to our people. It says in Chronicles 7:14, if my people, so this is also for us, for us believers,
yes,
to fast and pray and seek His face so that He can work. And you know, He always gives His promises, Jonathan. Mm.
He does, for sure. And, you know, looking at this, one morning, a lady spoke a word that God was prompting her to speak in the church, and it was about humility. And she referred this scripture, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, that's the first instruction there. And the emphasis that God had put in her heart was that sometimes we may have a prayer meeting, or we may pray and may seek the face of God because of whatever, but humbling ourselves and turning from our wicked ways produces revival in the church, and it will produce healing in the land. So it's not enough to just to pray. And so we know that fasting, Isaiah 58, lays out the value of fasting. And so for those of you who are listening, once again, give those dates, and let's talk about the resources before we get off air and how people can connect with you.
Okay, Jonathan. Well, the dates will be January 8th through January 28th, which is 21 days. We have resources, which is the Daniel Fast Daily Prayer Journal, which is a daily workbook with a scripture for each day. It's a study guide. It's got meal planners. It's got a devotional daily. It's got prayers in there. We also have a Daniel Fast recipe cookbook because, of course, the first few years we did this, everybody said, well, what are we going to eat?
Mm.
So my wife, Maria, came up with a cookbook of, there's 120 recipes, so that'll take you easily through the 21 days. And we don't starve.
Amen.
But we do pray and fast. And all those resources can be found at danielfast.org. It's danielfast.org. Well, we can go on Amazon. They are available there as well. And there's other resources too. We now have the Spanish, the Daniel Fast Workbook and Daily Prayer Journal in Spanish for any listeners who may have Spanish relatives or Spanish is their first language. There's not too many of those available, meaning not a lot of places are offering them. So we came up with one because we found that there were Spanish speakers who really felt more comfortable using their own language. And
that's so right.
We have that as well.
All right. And right now I'm going to make available to the first caller who calls in and requests a resource workbook. This is the 21-day Daniel Fast Workbook 2 with the study guide, meal planners, prayers, and more. We're going to give this away to the first caller. Karen, give the numbers out.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
Again, we have a daily prayer journal, which is available, and you can give us a call right now. We will send this right out to you. That would be a great guide for you during your prayer and fasting season. Workbook 2. 2 with Study Guide, Meal Planners, Prayers, and More. And one more time, Karen, with the numbers. And then I'm going to ask that Tim, you and Maria lead us in a closing moment of prayer over this endeavor as we call our listeners to join us in some way fasting as we seek the heart of God in the coming year.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
All right, and you have to call during the program in order to get the free book. Otherwise, I'm going to pull it and I'm going to hold it till next week. Tim, lead us in a moment of prayer.
Okay. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that your grace and your mercy
Thank you, Jesus.
Abound.
Mm.
And you've given us the direction, Lord, that if we humble ourselves and pray and seek your face,
yes.
then you will go to work and you will heal our land.
Thank you, Father.
Father, you know that we need our land healed.
Yes.
And we need it healed fast. So
Thank you,
we just pray that all the folks listening, join us in our prayer, join us in humbling ourselves, join us in seeking the Lord's face. Lord, we also pray that your grace and your mercy is boundless, and right from our hearts, we pray, Lord, that you heal our land, you come with revival, that you stir our hearts so that we can humble ourselves, get on our knees,
Amen.
Pray,
Amen.
And seek your face to heal our land. Lord, and we also pray for our families, unsaved members who
yes,
are listening
saved.
Now.
Thank
we
you,
have
Lord.
Families with unsaved members,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
We pray that they will
Thank
be
you.
Saved through our prayers. There's always someone behind praying for those who are become saved. And Lord, we pray that all those listening will do that for their families. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Maria, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay, I'm here.
Would you consider having a taste, a Daniel's Fast Taste Day, one day during our preparation before the end of the year, maybe on the Wednesday when you come up and join us for Wednesday Live, maybe over from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, we could have a lunch hour Daniel Fast Cookbook Taste?
Sure, anytime.
Because I've had some of your Daniel Fast food and it's
great
good.
Great idea, I love it.
And
I love it and I love to show... You know, I just like helping people to...
Amen. Understand.
No, I just like it. They to taste it, and it's not so bad to be in a Daniel Fest.
No, it's not
it's
bad.
So good.
It's not
no,
so...
It's just, actually, it's amazing
it's
because you know that you'll be restored spiritually, emotionally, socially, physically, even health-wise, like taking time for your body to rejuvenate.
There you go. There you go.
Into restore.
Well, we had we brought in some goodies. There's even some, I think, some things tasted like dessert to me, but there's foods, there's desserts. Your cookbook has a lot of things in it. Once again, how can people find you on the web?
They can find us at danielfast.org, and it's just all one word, danielfast.org. There they can also send us their prayer requests, and we will be happy to...
Amen.
Add them to our prayer list.
Amen. All right. We love you all. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be talking to you several more times. And incidentally, we very quickly had a call in for the book. And we will, I believe, be giving some other things away in regards to Daniel Fast as we approach. So Tim and Maria Widrow, dear friends, kingdom leaders, blessings to you. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Look how nice all those people are. Even when I call them by the wrong name, they still love me and all of that.
Well, I can picture Tim's face, like, on the right radio station.
Planet, whatever. See, Brandon, you know, you can learn from Karen and Dave. They do things more perfectly, you know, than
well,
I'm
not really.
Okay, you read something, and I'm going to touch on it real quick. Karen, once again, read the note that you had.
Yes, this note is from Emery in Jupiter saying, "Stop broadcasting Andy Stanley. Every time you do, you're helping lead the lost into hell."
Okay, first of all, Emery, I want to say thank you for sending us your note, and I believe Emery also is a supporter of the ministry.
Yes.
And so we thank God for that, and we thank God for you sharing with us what's on your heart. Now, I don't have a full understanding of everything that you might be speaking of, but let me say this: Andy Stanley is not a part of our ministry. He does not have a program on WCNO, and so the only thing, and Karen, maybe you can help me out, but the only thing that I can think of is when Charles Stanley passed away, went to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
His son was involved in maybe one or two or maybe three programs that had to do with his memorial service. Is that right?
Yes, as far as I can remember. I think there was only one.
I remember.
Yeah, and they were taking excerpts from the service.
Yeah. Yeah, so
and he was there as well.
Right. So, you know, we're not here to throw rocks at people. That's just mail that came in here, and I'm just saying that you know, when you send us mail like that, we are going to share it, because we believe if God put something on your heart, then that's okay. We'll share it. But you know, please pray for us that we have wisdom and that our programmers have wisdom in their lives, spiritual lives, as well as their journey. And so we do pray for the Stanley family and lift them up. All right, I have a prayer request. I'm going to get to John Nelson now in about a minute. He's probably on standby. Sharon Mitchell lifted up a prayer request. We'll come back to that. We have a prayer request coming in from, looks like, Jeannie. And so that's a praise report. And Karen, you may have been involved in that. Let's see what else we have. Some other prayer requests, a few prayer requests coming up. Okay, we're going to address that in just a minute. Karen, give out the contact information. And once again, we want to say a big thank you to Judith from Fort Pierce calling in with a $1,000 donation. That is definitely needed, because we raised 5 months instead of 6 months of income. And so we have the last month, which will be March. We're looking to raise that $37,000. I'm looking at my notes here to tell me exactly what it is. But I think it's like $37,000 for that last month. So any new donations that come in, if you have not sent in your donation yet, please do that.
Amen. And that number you can reach us at is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And you can always go to the website, WCNO.com, where you can make a pledge or a donation. And again, since we're talking about prayer requests and comments and all kinds of stuff, you could also use the prayer request form on the website for that.
Amen. Well, now we are looking to get a hold of John Nelson. John, are you with us?
I can hear
you. Hey, John, you know, I called the Widrows, and I don't know if you've met them yet, but I got the numbers mixed up, and so, you know, I know that you're John Nelson. You sound like John Nelson.
You should have called him, too.
Well, I think that I was on your mind.
Yeah, you were on my mind. You're the real John Nelson, right?
Will the real John Nelson please stand up?
John, you do a tremendous, tremendous ministry, and I know that you have some exciting things getting ready to happen, and you work with a lot of families in recovery.
Yes.
I know you've had some heavy things happen, you know, in recent days. What's God put on your heart?
Well, Jonathan, the thing is this, you know, the Three Musketeers were on the radio station, and lo and behold, two of us are getting attacked. Our families are being attacked. Jimmy's has turned out to be just a movement of God that is just unparalleled. And basically, so, I mean, we had some pretty bad stuff going on this last weekend. And
John, is your radio on? We're getting an echo for some reason.
Let me get one second.
The Bluetooth does that. My wife's does that. We get an echo.
Sorry about that, guys.
Okay, that's a lot better.
I had to pull and shut my car off.
No, you don't have to shut it off. You might be hot. But it's clear now. It's clear. All right, so you were talking about families.
Yeah. Things went down, you know, with Jimmy's family right after we were on the phone for furniture. And it was a pretty crazy situation.
Yes.
Mine Saturday, domestic violence runs rampant and drug addiction. And my daughter was one that was on the other side. She'll be getting out of the hospital tomorrow. But, you know, it's opened her eyes to her lifestyle. And that's something I've been praying. A whole lot of people have been praying for over 10 years. We don't know God's timing. We don't know God's timing. So, you know, domestic violence is a huge part of the addiction world. And we're nose deep.
So your family came under attack as well, and so, you know, when you come on and you're always focused on ministering to other people, we're mindful of the fact that you as a minister, your family comes under attack too.
Absolutely. You know, anybody that's out there trying to spread the word, spread the light, you know, the restoration, the movement that we need in this country so bad. And I expect those things because I've been doing it, and like you guys, you've been around it so long, you know that things are going to come up, and we can handle it in a godly manner. I mean, we handle things different, and that's what we want to teach other people. You know, you have hope, you pray, you take part in church, you raise your kids as best you can in that arena, and and we did. My daughter was a church-going daughter, and she chose to go the same path that I did. And she just came up with me telling me I'm going to go into a situation where I can learn how to better handle life. And any parent that's been through this, whether it's mental health or addiction, you know, it's the only thing you can, it's the best case scenario that they get help. Get the help they need.
Amen.
So. You know, it's crazy that Jimmy came under attack right after. And then I'm sure he shared some of you guys. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and then the rest 2 or 3 weeks later.
You're serious.
We get it. Yeah, but this was serious. I mean, really serious.
I mean, when I heard he could have been shot and a bunch of other stuff, you know, I mean, this was a real serious thing.
They were actually shooting at you at 8:15 in the morning in Port St. Lucie. Over a situation that basically had nothing to do with that woman, not directly.
Right.
But to come to your house and shoot at you.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
All right, what are you doing with the kids? What's coming up with the kids?
You know, we got families recovered. It's our 10th year with the Miami Heat. We do it 3 times a year. We do it the week of Christmas. We do that on purpose. You know, these kids are coming out of situations that I've talked about, domestic, mental health, whatever it is. And we like to get them down to the stadium, and the heat, it makes it possible to discount stuff for 501c3s. So we've got 100 kids going down December 22nd. They're going to have some courtside, have interaction with the players. We're about halfway to our goal. It cost us about $10,000 to mobilize. We give each kid $25 cash so they don't feel left out. They can go in and buy a souvenir, buy a hot dog. We feed them. They get transportation. They try to get shirts. You know, it's just a great thing to sit there and watch these kids most of them have never been or probably never will experience a stadium event. And to be a part of and loved on, you know, it gives them hope.
Yeah,
so I'm really excited about that. Like I said, we're about halfway there, and I know God's going to move. We raised 5,000 of the 10 already. And we're hoping people dig deep, like your 6 months. None of this would be possible for any of us if we didn't have a radio station like yours spreading word.
Well, it's great to be a partner with you, John. And once again, you're only $5,000 away from meeting your goal. How can people get a hold of you?
They can call me on my phone, which we use on the advertisements on your station at 772-285-5828. Or you can go on our website. We do have PayPal. It is tax deductible. We are a debt-free 501c3. We're very proud of that situation. We're extremely responsible with that money.
That's awesome. That's awesome. John, I want you to come back. Let's stay on this. Now, when do you go? When is this event?
December 22nd. It's a night game. We did that on purpose so the kids can be out late. And to December 22nd, 8 p.m. Miami Arena. And we're just going to have a blast.
Excellent. And we're just going to believe that God's going to abundantly above provide your needs.
Amen.
All right, John, stay in touch. We love you.
God bless. Love you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Well, Karen, once in a while, our connections are not as good.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not a really great connection. And so, John, I don't know what we did different this morning, but there was still an echo, not as bad, but a little bit of an echo there. But anyhow, we do have some additional responses to prayer requests. Karen, I think you have, is that a praise report?
Yes, this is a praise report from Janie.
Okay.
And Janie had called in. I've talked to Janie many times during prayer and share, and I've prayed with her on many occasions. And I guess she had called after prayer and share is over and talked with you, Jonathan, and you prayed for her. And she called back the next day, and she said, I am feeling 100 times better.
Praise God.
And she said, thank you so much. And then she also got a copy of Pastor Jerry's book about healing. So she's going through that book. I think she read the whole thing in a day and just keeps going over that because there is some illness in her family. So she's just laying claim to the Word of God.
Praise God. That's awesome. That's awesome. Janie, we continue to stand with you. And Karen, just explain how somebody can get their prayer request in. Somebody may be listening today and realize that they'd like to have a few more hands lifting them up.
Yes, you can go to the website, WCNO.com, and there's a on the left-hand side at the menu, there's a prayer request form, and you can just fill that out. I don't even know if it asks, I think it asks for your name, but that's not important. But you have some space there to type in your prayer request. And you can also use that form if you have comments, if you have a praise report. You know, just feel free to use that form. But yes, when you send in the prayer request, we do pray for them individually, and then we pray for those issues as well as a group.
So, it's so great to hear from our listeners.
I know. And we love to pray for you because we know that we believe God answers prayers.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I'm still just thinking about this donation that came in this morning in the note. Listens every day, all the time, even makes our guests listen when they visit. I love that. Absolutely love that. That is fantastic. Okay, we are kind of getting down into the last quarter of our time. And we have some prayer requests, Karen, that we want to get out. And since there's a few of these, we're probably not going to be able to pray for them separately. Let's see what we've got. We have Sharon Mitchell, and Sharon's a great friend of our station. She does some spots from time to time and comes in and shares a little bit with us. But she has two prayer requests. She's lifting up a missionary. Missionary's name is Roscoe, and he's in the Bahama Islands, one of the islands. But he's having chemo treatments and trusting that God will continue to just destroy this tumor and that his health will be restored. For a family friend, Jeff has brain cancer and is right now in hospice. And I believe this may, I'm not sure that that Jeff is still alive. I'm not sure that Jeff is still alive, but we can certainly pray over his family because he has five children. And so this is a fairly young man that has a family that definitely needs to be lifted up. Here is a request. Someone, their church is moving into a building program. And this gentleman, Chris, is just asking that we pray over their church. And let's see, the name of the church is our church is Encounter with God Christian Church. That's a great name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor is Juan Diaz. So God bless the church and the pastor. What a great, great problem to outgrow your facilities. You know, that's a great thing to have happening today for a church to be blessed with that kind of group. And so that's something that we would like to lift up today. We also have a prayer request coming in. Our daughters, Andrea and Ashley, praying that they have an encounter with God's love for them and that they would be saved. And this is coming from Colleen. And so we've kind of prayed for families and their kids some already. We're going to continue to do that. And Ellen is bringing a prayer request, severe dry eyes that causes inflammation. That is really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Severe dry eyes. Then osteoarthritis in the neck is causing inflammation. Some curvature of the spine. Some vein problems in her legs, needing some restoration. So we have a few requests here, Karen. We have one lady with her daughters. We have another lady with some physical conditions, and then we have the church, and then we of course have this pastor. So join us in a moment of prayer today as we lift up these requests. Father, we do lift up this missionary to the islands, Roscoe, and in the name of Jesus, we just rebuke that cancer. In the name of Jesus, may it leave his body. Father, may he be loosed from that assignment of the enemy. And may the treatment he's receiving be for his good and his healing. Raise him up, Father. Deliver him, we pray, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We lift up the family of Jeff with these five children. And we just pray over them, Father, that that you would turn the page. And you would strengthen them for the next chapter of their life. And that I believe I heard Jeff is with the Lord today. So, Father, we just pray for your comfort and strength to this family during this time, in Jesus' name. Father, we also think of Nancy Bennett today. And Nick Bennett had come to the studio so many times, part of the family and staff at First Baptist here in Stewart, and we were not aware of, I guess, the seriousness of his condition, but he also is with the Lord today. And Father, I lift up Nancy and just pray that you would strengthen her, that you would encourage her, Lord. I know that she had a wonderful journey with you. And her husband did as well, and they touched so many people's lives. What a blessing they were. And their memory will continue. His memory will continue to be to me as I think about him coming into the studio not that long ago. We love them, and we lift up Nancy and just pray your blessing over her. Father, we do also lift up this church that's growing. And they have need of facilities, so we lift up the pastor one and pray that you would give him wisdom and favor on how you're going to provide and that you would take care of this church and bless them abundantly with continued growth. We lift up Ellen today, severe dry eyes and some issues with her neck and her spine and her legs and veins. And Father, we pray for a miraculous intervention in her physical body. Father, you made our bodies, and you are still our healer. Thank you, Father, for doctors, but they practice, but you are our healer. We speak life and health and deliverance to her today in Jesus' name. We lift up Colleen today. Colleen is lifting up her daughters, Andrea and Ashley, and praying that they would encounter your love and they would be born again. Father, we pray in agreement that these two girls, that they would be loosed from Satan's strategies and strongholds and habits and, Father, their own mindsets that may be out of order, Father. Sometimes our kids just get influenced by the world and their head someplace else. Father, deliver them. Deliver them, I pray, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Father, that you would loose them from Satan's grip and that they would be bound to the grace, mercy, and love of God. We pray for a great deliverance and a great revival in this family. And Father, bless Colleen and give her wisdom as a mom to know how to speak to her daughters and how to minister to them. And we commit all of our families into your hands today, Father, and we pray for all the churches today. And pray, Father, that you will strengthen your church in these days, in Jesus' name. Now, Karen, we have a few minutes left, and we normally at the bottom of the hour play a song, and so we're going to roll it in here now. But when we come back, we want to close out this time lifting Israel up in prayer, so be prepared to do that. Mm-hmm. Again, it's Brandon, right?
Yes.
Brandon, thank you so much for joining us today. What do you think about WCNO?
I like it.
Good.
I enjoy it.
Good. And you don't have any stage fright? You know, you don't mind speaking to a few 100,000 people here today?
Absolutely not, no.
Okay. Karen, I think he's a keeper. I think we've got a great guy here. So, Brandon, we want to thank you for coming and sharing this time with us today, and hopefully God's going to open up some other opportunities for us. Well, we're going to roll this song in. Karen, give those phone numbers one more time, and I'm going to get a song set because I want to do this song before we go into prayer for Israel.
Yes, that number is
We desert, we want to see revival.
Continuing today to share some wonderful things. We have a lot of prayer requests. We've had some times in prayer. But Karen, one thing that we want to make sure to take some time to do before we go off air, and that is to pray for Israel. And we have about 3-4 minutes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been kind of watching and staying up and as part of our family, and I'm sure most of you have, and I know that we have many messianic friends that listen to this station, as well as some rabbis and others, as well as our entire family, and all of us have a heart for Israel. I believe anyone that's born again is going to have a heart for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray for Israel, we bless Israel, we love Israel, we love Jewish people, and we love to see the covenant being fulfilled, which we see that God's calling people back home. So Karen, what has touched your heart most with just looking at the news in this current war?
Well, I can't look at the news. I just hear what others are saying, and war is war, and war is ugly.
Yeah, it is.
And we know what happens in war, the most vicious and vile things.
Evil is,
yes,
ugly.
Yes, exactly.
And evil, it's not just, in the war. We have evil in our nation as well. Brandon, have you followed any of the Israeli war and any of the stuff that's going on there at all? Is that something that you've taken any note of?
Yes, I have actually seen all over Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, especially TikTok. I even have a friend of mine who's a music producer. He lives in a different state. He's Israeli himself, Israeli-American, and he's been trying a lot of things dealing with this stuff. You see people on both sides, whether it's the Palestinian side or the Israeli side. And this man I follow on TikTok named True Christian Ministry 85, he has talked about this stuff before too, where he says that the fact that people are not agreeing that this war is evil, and that what's happening to these children, what's going on, and that that's not being agreed across the board, that what is going on, whether it's Hamas or something like that, what they're doing, that it's not, that what they're doing is evil, that they, that can't be agreed across the board, that that's heartbreaking, that nobody's agreeing with what, that Hamas is horrible, what they're doing is horrible. It's
That's a serious point, because we know that Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. That's not at all what Jesus came to do. He came that we might have life and have it more abundant. So we are dealing with demonic activity, and it is destructive. It is very hurtful to look at. Karen, we're now down to 2 minutes, so lead us in a time of prayer. And if you're listening today, just join us, and then of course following this we'll be going to regular program.
Yes, Father God, we just lift
Thank you, Father, the nation
of Israel to you today, Lord.
We do.
Father God, we know that these are your people, that you have chosen them, and Father God, that you have through the centuries watched over your people, God, and you have delivered them time and time again. And Father, we know that even that what is happening in the natural is what is happening in the spirit.
Yes.
So, Father God, we just say, Lord, that you are God and beside you there is no other. We thank you, Father, that you protect your people. We thank you, Lord, that when your people cry out to you, that you come and you save them, God. So, Amen. Father, I just pray for the salvation of Israel, Lord.
Yes.
Father Amen. God, that you would thank touch you, the hearts of your people. Yes. Father, that they would turn to you, the true and living God,
Amen.
That they would turn to the Messiah.
Yes.
And Lord, that all the world events and everything that you have already spoken of in your word, God,